Okay, we go five short ideas for Parshas Va'era. Shovivim Tavshin Pegimah learns Shemin Tzchus for first time of Chai Esther Tila Sarah Tzipora Itam Ashchaim and Esther Chaim Leben Oyel Mordechai Yaakov Yudah Baruch Abasur Shechai Yisrael. First idea comes to us from the Rebbe Ramelech Nomal Mech Tzchus Tzorgin Aleinu. First passing to our Parsha Vav Beis Ha'idaber Elokim Ha'moshe Ha'yomer Elav Ani Hashem. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe saying, and Hashem spoke to him and said, I am Hashem. We know Chazal tells us that Elokim is Din and Yud Kevavke is Rachvim and Va'idaber is Din. And Vayomer, leader of the Pasuk, is Rachamim. So why the sudden switch from Din of Elokim in Vayidaber to Rachamim of Vayomer and Hashem? Says the Rebbe Melchuk Rashi, the first Rashi Tar Parsha, Di Bar Ito B'Mishpat, Ashi Hikshel Adavir Loimer Lama, Rosam Lamazet. Kadosh Baruch Hu started off saying, look at a few Pesukim before, and the Mafter from last week's Parsha. Moshe's complaining and says, why have you harmed these people? You got me started. Now you're getting me started, getting involved in their business. Now only now they don't have straw. Now they have to work. They're making it even worse. Kadosh Baruch Hu started off. So what happened? Where was the shift? Where Kadosh Baruch Hu shift? Said the Rebbe HaMelech, you think the Moshe Rabbeinu was complaining to Kadosh Baruch Hu just stam? It wasn't just stam. First of the Medrash says, "Eich Shach." The Rebbe Melech says, "Eich Shach loy mekadav Rezal Moshe Rabbeinu." Shem Tzidr Kabi Melech says, "The Rebbe Melech, how could the Medrash even say something so negative about Moshe Rabbeinu? You'd say something negative about Kadosh Baruch Hu." But what happened? What was the shift from Kadosh Baruch Hu from Vayidav Elokim to Vayomer Hashem? He says because it came at a place of love. It didn't come at a place Chas V'Shalom of impatience or of strictness from Moshe. Or out of chutzpah came out of a place of tremendous love. Rach mitzad goydel avishol shabo kilo hayalocha lisbol tzarasan shal Yisrael. He wasn't able to feel and to stand to watch the Jewish blood and Jewish pain. So it started off by vadaper alokim loshen kasha. But what happened? He says b'shvil his avish himself vad mayomer levin Hashem shenis oyer love midas rachim daber yitam amir araka. Kadosh Baruch Hu, now his mood was changed when the Rabbeinu Shem saw why was he doing this? Lamayros Mazeh? Because he was caring for his brethren. He was caring for his brothers and sisters. And this is exactly what Moshe Rabbeinu was. Right? If you look at the Svarna from last week's parasha, when Moshe Rabbeinu is by the bush, Gimel Gimel, Asur Na Ve'era, Ezboinin Ve'eroi. A lot of people saw. What is Ezboinin Ve'eroi? He stood there and he contemplated the pain of Klal Yisrael. The Jewish pain and the anguish and the troubles. A lot of people passed by that bush. But who is Mispoinin? Who thought about it? Who took it to heart? None of the Moshe Rabbeinu. And this is exactly an idea that not only it was a Moshe Rabbeinu, but it was Shiva Levi. Shiva Levi overall. This is a beautiful idea that I always like to say in Parshas Va'era. It says, Eile Roshi Beis Avosam B'nei Ruvain. Later on, Perek Vav Yudal Tezadayin. B'nei Ruvain, B'nei Shimon. But finally, we get to Ve'ila ben Levi. What is the pasuk? Ve'ila Shemos ben Levi. Says the Shalach Kodesh, why tell me the Shemos? It doesn't say the word names by Reuven or the names by Shimon, but it says the word names by Levi, because we know Chazal tells that Levi wasn't included in the Tzar. And even though they were included in the Tzar, they still, Levi made sure, Kahos, Gershon, Merari, he made sure to be able to name their names. Kahos being pushed away, of being knocked out. Merari, Lashon Maror. Of Moro, of bitterness, and Gershon being divorced and being pushed away. He wanted to infuse in them that even though it's not you, your cousins are going through, l'shtati pasar at Zibor. So yes, it was Moshe Rabbeinu. He was the number one at it, but it was also Shevet Levi. The ability for Shevet Levi to feel not only their own Shevet's pain, but every Jew's pain. And that's what the Rebbe Melech says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that shift of Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's why it goes from Vayidaber Elokim, from Kosher, Tavayom Eilav Ani Hashem is able to be Me'oyer Rachman Kadosh Baruch Hu says, ah, the fact that the children get it, Ava, bear down here leads to Ava upstairs. Adi number two, Chasim Soifer. Next pasuk, Ve'ira El Avram El Yitzlof El Yaakov Bekel Shekai Shmi Hashem Nadati Lehem. Rashi on the spot, Ve'ira El Ha'avos. Why does he change it? Says the Chasim Sofer. And the pasuk says Ve'ira El Avram Yitzlof El Yaakov, and the pasuk changes. The Rashi changes the lashon Ve'ira El Avos. Why doesn't he just use the Dibra Maskel? The pasuk says Ve'ira He and I appear to Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. Why is Ve'ira El Avos? Says the Chasim Sofer, and is the same idea brought down by the Or LeShemayim Rav Meir after the son of the Oyv Yisrael. That says the Chasim Sofer. because it's not talking about avos in categorically our forefathers. Because Rashi is telling us, "Ratzel Rabba Eira Ela Avos." The Kadosh Baruch appears to the avos, to the one who desires to be close to Him. Ratzel Rabba Kadosh Baruch Nyom Mezkal El Ha Avos. Lemi She Avam Shtoikig VeChavitz BeKir Boso. The one who wants to come close to the Rabbanu Shem, that is the one who Kadosh Baruch Hu turns to. Kadosh Baruch Hu yearns for. And this is my sefer over here brings down from the Ramban. The Ramban later on in the parsha. Last week's parsha, but talking about the name Eya She'eya. So in Gimel Yud Gimel, the Ramban tells us that the Medrash says the more we believe in the Ribbono Shel, the more we're going to have Him down here. It's very simple. It says the Ramban in the parak says Va'od. The Medrash says Ma Eya She'eya Kishem She'at Hoiva Imach Imi Kach Ani Hoiva Imach. The more you'll be with Me, the more I'm going to be with you. In Poisin Es Yidayim Va'Oisin Et Zdaka Avani Eftach Es Yadi. If you give Zdaka, I'm going to give Zdaka. Says the Chasam Soif and the Ramban, the same idea. When we do our part, to take our first step forward for davening and learning and patience and love and shayvivim, then the Rabbanu Shem says, va'era al avos. Why does Rashi change it? Because Chodesh Baruch wasn't just trying to tell you that He appeared to Avraham and Yaakov. He'll appear to each and every single one of us who is misave, who desires, who yearns, who's mishtoikig for the Rabbanu Shem. Eya she'eya, the Ramban says, the more you yearn for Me, the more I'm going to be there for you. Beautiful insight, Chasam Sofer Rabban, Adin number 3. Adin number 3 comes to us from the Zera Kodesh, the Rapshitz Rebbe. Still in Perek Vav, Pasuk Tes, Vidav Moshe, Kin Asu, Bnei Yisrov, Lo Shabal HaMoshe, Mikon Tzorech, Nivorech HaShadine, able to learn some Tamoitche, because of Nevarakasha, nugget bonus, look at the Orchamikash, Mikon Tzorech, is Kod Tzorech Nis, they're short in Ruch Nis, but that's not what I want to focus on. Rashi says four words here, right? Moshe says, why are you doing this to the, why Lama Heri also? Rashi says, I'm a Lachar Shbaruch Hu. Chaval, ad avdin v'lo mishtachim. Chodesh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, why did you harm this people? Chaval, it's very chaval, it's very woe. Ad avdin v'lo mishtachim. For those who are lost and are not found. Says the Zera Kodesh, and I didn't see this inside, when the Zera Kodesh was quoted in the name of the Vavtali Rav Shitzer. What is the chaval avdin v'lo mishtachim? Chaval, al da avdin. If the darshan those words of Rashi of the Medrash, chaval al da avdin, chaval she'anshi maila avdu ve'inam. The ones that are al, the ones that are lost, the ones that are balei gava, they're lost. Ilu anashe b'chusi aruch avisas b'chinas velo, not velo mishachin. They're not fan. Velo, the ones who negate themselves, mishachin. Right, mishachin from lashon of find of shachach. The ones who are below, the ones who negate themselves, those are the Rabbanu Shem, those are the ones who are Kadosh Baruch Hu ones. So don't read it, Chaval the Avdim Lamashachar, Chaval the ones that we lost already, the people that didn't believe in. No, Chaval Al the Avdim, on the ones that are Al, they had to be first, they had to be foremost, they had to be the front and center, they're lost. Below, but when a person comes to the Rabbanu Shem as below, they subjugate themselves, then he gives themselves Meshach, and the Rabbanu Shem says, come closer. And this is exactly the Kedushas Levi. Moshe Kibbul Torah Misinai. What does this mean? The Lo Shamu Al Moshe. Maybe it means the Lo Shamu Al Moshe. They didn't listen to the message of Moshe Rabbeinu, of Moshe Orav Mikol Adam. When the Kedushas Levi tells us, Moshe Kibbul Torah Misinai, Moshe got Torah Misinai, no, he got the Torah from Hashem. So the Medrash tells us that Moshe learned from the Medrash. It says that Kadosh Baruch went to all the mountains, and he went, Har Sinai finds it, to me, I'm the smallest one. Dafka's you're the smallest one, you're going to get the Torah. Because you're the Gemara Tainis and Daf Zayin. The Torah goes from it does not go to a place that's a Baal Gaiva. Gemara Sota, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I can't live with the Baal Gaiva. It's got to play with the Baal Novo. But Lo Shema and Moshe, they didn't listen to the Sod of Moshe. This is my touch at the end. Avzikudrus and Moshe, keep a Torah from Sinai. Yes, he got the Torah from Sinai. He understood the message of humility. But I want to tie in the Sarabshatar and the Kedushas Levi. But Lo Shama and Moshe, they didn't listen to the message of Moshe to nullify ourselves, to subjugate ourselves, to misbattle ourselves with Rabbanu Shem. A tremendous lesson in Anova and Anivas. Yes, Rabbi Goldberg says, let go and let God. Adin number 4. Adin number 4 comes to us from the Sasemis, which is quoted in the Imre Yemes Lekutim and Eirsin. So the Torah, Vav Chaf Hei, the Torah tells us that the children's names and everyone, Ve'elazar ben Aaron, the son of Aaron, Elazar, Lakach lom bibnos putia lo li'isha. He took from the daughters of putia for a woman, for a wife. Says the Sfas Emes, the Emir Emes quotes his father, Blinet, Bez Hashem, should be by Zoycha to be by the Emes, his kefir this week, Siyat Deshmai, or early next week, says the Heilige Sfas Emes. Look at the Pasuk again, Vav Chaf Hei. Elazar ben Aaron, Lakach lo, minus putia lo li'isha. It says the word Lamed Vav twice. Why you tell me that twice? Says the Medrash. The Medrash tells us that who came before Elazar ben Aaron was not the Neviel. And now the Neviel, Habanim Gedom, Lo Anasu Nashim, then he get married. Lo Ratzu Aaron Kol Lasiu Isha. So Aaron didn't want his third son to get married before his two first sons. Lifnei Achiv HaGdoilim, Lachei Nasu Isha Be'atzmon. The pasuk comes to tell you, says Hashem, the word lamed vav twice to tell you is that even though Aaron HaKohen didn't want him to marry because Nadav and Aviv didn't get married for their own reasons, whatever, and that was their sin on their level, Elazar still, Shulchan Aruch says, you don't have to listen to your parents. It's very wise to listen to your parents. But he says it, and this is an Indian of Hashem. Yes, there's a time for a novel. It's a time to listen to your family. But then when you understood, Allah ben Aaron understood, the Sarama Kurdishim tell Rabbi Simon talks all about this. The Rabbi always talks about the Indian, the balance, the synergy of having a novel, but also having a something called Gaiva de Kedusha. When it means arrogance for holiness, when it comes to davening in an airport, when it comes to making sure there's no Lashon Hara at the Shabbos table. That's something that you can't just sit and be quiet about. You have to be able to, you have to make sure. Yes, you have to do everything with Midos and Derech Eretz, but something called Daiv Gavadusha. This is what the Sassamis teaches us here. But Aaron did, maybe he didn't want the younger son to get married. Maybe it's Adir Tchin Alacha. You can look at the Tamil Alacha. I'm sure Abelibas has talks about it. At the end of the day, it says the word Lamed Vav twice because Elazar did this on himself. What a beautiful insight for us to be able to make sure not to look around us, but to stand up for what's right and what is wrong, make sure not to care, and do Ratzon Hashem always and needed. Now staying in the Ger family, oh, the Helige Imre Emes. Later on, the Parsha Ches Yotesu, talking about Arov. The Samti Padus Ben Ami Ben Ami Lamacha Yoh also said, I'm going to make a sign. I'm going to make a sign to be able to distinguish. And I make redemption between my people and your people. Tomorrow this sign will be about. What's the word? Imre Emes says, Alderch Tzachos. Says that the Yidakosh of Psuscha. He says, why was it called Yehudi? Because he would always go up in Kedusha. He says, the look back in the pasuk, says Imre Emes. The Samti Budus bin Ami bin Amchal Macha Yosozeh, it's a Hevda bin Yehudi the Goy, Yuchlo Lahaki Bechol Yom Lechadosh. Just like you could understand the difference between a Jew and an non-Jew every single day, Shbechol Macha Yosozeh, you can see the difference between a Jew and a non-Jew. She Yehudi Yisala Yosef Kimol. So to every single day, a person could change. Not only you could see the difference between a goy and a non-Jew, between a non-Jew and a Jew, but you could also see the difference between a Jew and a Jew. And we have to always be always looking up to be able to upgrade our kedusha, especially in the times of shoivim, to upgrade our Torah and our tefillah. Ratzvi Meyer talks all about this, that our Torah and tefillah is on a different level when it comes to shoivim. As the Rav Mordechai Shapiro says, Yosef, we say in Hala, Yosef, when you look to add and increase your Nevi Hashem, Hashem Aleichem, Hashem will be there for you. Habalu Tarim Misainos, what Chazal say. When you look to purify, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'll be there for you. But that's exactly what the pasuk says. The Samti Purus Beniyah Ve'amcha L'macha Yosef says, just like you'll see tomorrow, the Yid HaKadosh tells us, you have to, every single day, you have to go up in Kedusha, and that's what he's called the Yid HaKadosh. So too, just like you can tell the difference between a non-Jew and a Jew, so too you have to tell the difference between yourself, a Jew and a Jew, that every single day I'm looking to become better and greater and kinder and more patient, better in my learning, my davening, my midos, and my kedusha. Let's review these five ideas. He started off saying from the Noam Alamech, Vaidabra Elokim, Amosh, Vayomer Elav, Ani Hashem, Adi Switch, Vaidabra Elokim, Vayomer Hashem, Hakosh, the Taraka. So you look at Rashi. Rashi says, Moshe Rabbeinu was a little bit chutzpahic. So that's the Medrash. How could it be? So the Ramech, how can you actually ask a kasha Moshe Rabbeinu? He says, no. Chodesh Baruch Hu is coming from a place of tremendous Ava, of Avas Yisrael. And when the Tata sees that it's coming from a place of Avas Yisrael, Rabbon Hashem, it was Ma'oyer Rachim in the Rabbon Hashem. And that's what the Svarna says in last week's Parsha, Gimel. But it's Zboinin Ve'era. A lot of people saw, but who took the time to contemplate, to actually think what was going on over here? Like the Shlach Kodesh tells us. The Levi didn't have to be in it, and that's why it says the word Shemos. The word Ve'ela Shemos B'nei Levi, when talking about it, I believe, in Sheni. Why Shemos? Because Levi made it his business. Gershon Kos Meri to many of his children to remember what their cousins were going through. Yes, they were not going through the Shibud, but their essence should remember what their cousins were going through, what their tremendous Ava, beautiful Rebbe Ramelech, Svarno, and Shlach Kodesh, Din number two. Din number two, the Chasam Sofer says, Ve'er Alavim, Alisav Yaakov, Rashi is Ve'er Alavos. Why changing to El Alavos? Why changing the Lashon? Chasam Sofer tells us, and all the Shemaim of Apta tells us, no, Ve'er Alavos, Rabbonu Shem says, I'm going to appear, El Ha'avos, the one who's Ava, who's Mis Ava, who desires for me, who wants me to be close to them. That's what it's all about. And the Rabban says that, Ey, Asher, Ey, unless he's Parsha. The more you come to me, the more you look for me, the more I'm going to be there for you. We have to do our part to have the shtokus, the desire to come close to Rabban Hashem, the more Rabban Hashem will be there for us as well. The Zerah Kodesh, Loshama, Moshe, Rashi says, Chaval, the Avdel Meshkach, the Rabban Hashem says, Chaval, the people that are lost. No, says the Rabban Hashem, the Rabban Hashem, no, Chaval, Al, the Avdel. Chaval, Al, on the people, Al, the Avdel, they're lost because they're Al, they had to be on top and above. The low, Meshachet. The low, the ones who are no and they nullify themselves, Meshachet, those are their found, those are the ones that are found. And that's the Kedusha of the Eitzim. Moshe Kiba Torah Mesina. Moshe got Torah Sinai. No, he got Torah from Hashem. Moshe understood the Mida of Anivas from Hashem. From Hashem. From our Sinai. The Mitkamatunkab of the Torah starts with a Nova. And that's the Loshama Moshe. I wanted to maybe add. But Loshama Moshe, they didn't listen to the message of Moshe of being a Baal Nova, of Moshe Onam, we called them. The fourth idea from the Sasemis, the Imam quotes it in the Kutim, Vav Chavhei. Why did it say the word Lamed Vav twice? Because you know, Nadav and Avihu didn't take a wife. Aaron Akoin wanted them to get married first. But Allah says, Mitzvah Leodacha, Atach Mitzvah. Mitzvah comes to sin. Sometimes in life, Rabbi Simon says all the time, you have to have another, but you also have to have the balance of a Yibaliba B'dach Hashem. Comes to diving in an airport. Yes, go to the side, but don't be embarrassed. You put on your tefillin. Go to the side. Or when there's Lashon Hara at your table, you have to make sure to shut it down. Like Rabbi Goldberg said a few Mitzvahs, Tazri Mitzvahs ago, to shut it down. With Midas and Darchet, shut it down. That's Gav the Kedusha, arrogance for holiness. And finally, the final idea of the Imam says, "Samti Yufadus, Badus bin Ami bin Amcha, the Macha Yosso Sazer, that now I'm going to make redemption for me between my people and for you tomorrow. You'll see the sign." And the Yidda Kodesh told us, why was he called Yidda Kodesh? Because every single day he's Mishtoikik to Gronis Kedusha. The same way you could see the difference between a Jew and an Andrew every single day, and the Machar, you could see the difference between a Jew and an Andrew every single tomorrow, so too we have to be able to see within ourselves. Always trying to go up in Kedusha, always trying to go up in holiness. Matter of Mordechai Shapiro says, "A Yosef, the more you look to increase, Hashem Aleichem, I'm going to be there to help you. Abolotar, Messiah, says Gemara, tells us. The Kodesh Baruch says, you come to purify, you do your part, I'm going to be marked for it. We should be Zoychad, Bez Hashem, to care for our brothers and sisters, show tremendous Ava, that would be Ma'ir, the Ramon Hashem's Racham, tremendously for us. To have a Shokyus and Ratzon to Hashem, to Ma'ir, the Anova within that we need, to Mevatar, Sotar Mashem, to have the Gadik duty to stand up for what's right, and to understand the difference, and to always grow up in our Kedusha, Bez Hashem, especially during these holy days of Shavuot, where we're focusing so much on Kedusha, Shkoyach.